There is nothing like looking if you want to find something, or so Thorin said to the young dwarves. You certainly usually find something if you look, but it is not always quite the something you were after. So it proved on this occasion. Soon Feely and Keely came crawling back, holding on to the rocks in the wind.
"We've found a dry cave," they said. "Not far round the next corner, and ponies and all could get inside." "Have you thoroughly explored it?" said the wizard, who knew that caves up in the mountains were seldom unoccupied. "Yes, yes," they said, though everybody knew they could not have been long about it. They had come back too quick. "It isn't all that big, and it doesn't go far back."
That, of course, is the dangerous part about caves. You don't know how far they go back, sometimes, or where a passage behind may lead to, or what is waiting for you inside. But now Feely and Keely's news seemed good enough, so they all got up and prepared to move. The wind was howling and the thunder still growling, and they had a business getting themselves and their ponies along. Still, it was not very far to go, and before long they came to a big rock standing out into the path. If you stepped behind, you found a low arch in the side of the mountain. There was just room to get the ponies through with a squeeze when they had been unpacked and unsaddled. As they passed under the arch, it was good to hear the wind and the rain outside instead of all about them, and to feel safe from the giants and their rocks. But the wizard was taking no risks. He lit up his wand, as he did that day in Bilbo's dining room that seemed so long ago, if you remember, and by its light they explored the cave from end to end. It seemed quite a fair size, but not too large and mysterious. It had a dry floor and some comfortable nooks. At one end there was a room for the ponies, and there they stood, mighty glad of the change, steaming and champing in their nosebags. Oin and Gloin wanted to light a fire at the door to dry their clothes, but Gandalf wouldn't hear of it. So they spread out their wet things on the floor and got dry ones out of their bundles. Then they made their blankets comfortable, got out their pipes and blue smoke rings, which Gandalf turned into different colours and set dancing up by the roof to amuse them. They talked and talked, and forgot about the storm, and discussed what each would do with his share of the treasure when they got it.